Hello, my name is Alice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. How can I assist you?
Hi, this is Jim Baird. I'm Director of Operations for Food, Clothing, and Furniture Ministry in Double Springs, Alabama. And we have been closed because of the coronavirus, but when it opened up again and want to know if we can legally open our building to anyone that wants to come in. Of course, I realize our food, we're still doing the food drive-through, so that will not be affected. It'll just be on the clothing and furniture. We can let them come in and shop for those. We charge for nothing. It's all free.
Yes, sir, you can.
We can open then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we have any government regulations we have to comply with?
Of course, you know, we want everyone
of the virus.
Yes, of course, we want everyone to protect their selves.
Wearing the mask, we realize that.
Right. And, I mean, that's basically it. Just make sure y'all protecting yourselves while conducting this, and that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah, one problem we've had because of our size and the fact that we are volunteer with limited funds, we don't have the funds to effectively disinfect the building.
That would be...
We're only open once a week.
That would be, you know, something that I definitely would... I'm not going to say it's a rule, but, you know, that's something that we would encourage y'all to do. Is to,
yeah.
I mean, the most part is just be safe. So, I mean.
Okay.
Because that's the only thing that we're really concerned about is just your safety. You can open up.
Okay.
Just use the mask. I mean, if, you know, I know it's all volunteer work. Maybe you can get some of the workers just to bring, you know, Clorox wipes and stuff from home or, you know, buy some out their own pockets. I'm not sure. But, I mean, you know, we would. I mean, just the more prepared and safe you are, you know, the better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my concern primarily was the clothes because, you know, people like to fondle the clothes, look through them and everything. And that's the only way they could be thoroughly disinfected afterwards would be effectively a steam cleaning, which we definitely can't afford.
Right.
So we wonder if it would be all right, you know, to let them go through the clothes.
I mean, and you have to think about the virus only lasts so long. Let me see how long it lasts on clothes.
Yeah, I think it's sort of what? 48 hours or 72 hours, something like that, isn't it?
Hold on, I'm finna tell you. I mean, it's harder to, the evidence suggests that it's harder to catch the virus from the soft surfaces such as fabric. So then for frequently touches hard surfaces, like elevator buttons and stuff, so actually the clothes... is, you know, it's harder to catch it through the clothes, the soft surfaces.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it says we're only open one day a week for the people to come in. That would give it, you know, 7 days to die off.
Right. I don't think it'll be an issue, sir.
Okay, good deal then. Glad to hear it. And our clients, I know, will be glad to hear it because they've been wanting to know when we will reopen again. Okay. Well, certainly, thank you and appreciate it. And you have a blessed day.
All right. You too, sir. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for the information. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.